Welcome to Maseches Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 2, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins, Ha'omer l'shlicha, if one says to his messenger, to his agent, Tzei, go out, v'kadesh li isha plainis, and betroth to me the following woman, b'makom plaini, in the following place. So he sends a shliach, as we've seen previously, one can send a shliach to be mekadesh, but he specifies a place. V'halach v'kitcha b'makom acher, the agent, the messenger went, and he betrothed her, but it was in a different place, not the designated place that the sender told him to. It's not a Kedushin, because we say that because in the sentence of the Kedushin, the fellow mentioned the place, it was important to him that it should be in that place. However, the Mishnah says, Harehi b'makom plaini. If he says, please go and be Mekadesh, betroth that woman for me, behold, she's in this place. And then the fellow went and he was Mekadesh, or he betrothed her, but not in the place that the fellow had suggested. Harehi b'makom, then it works. Because as the Gemara says, you're just mara makim. It's just saying, this is probably where you'll find her, but that's not intrinsically connected to the Kedushin like the previous case. See, one more. Mishnah. A Mekadosh says that Isha, one who betroths a woman, amenas on the condition, she'ein alei nedarim, that there are no vows still upon her, v'nimtzu alei nedarim, and then finds out that there are vows. Gemara teaches us, this mission actually is brought down in Maseches Ksuvos also, but the Gemara there teaches us that we're not talking about just any vows. Vows that affect the husband. For example, if she vowed not to eat blood, or not to eat meat, or not to drink wine, or whatever it may possibly be, and that affects and impacts the fellow she's marrying. It says the Mishnah in Mekudeshes, because we say that it's Kedusha Tais, it was a marriage on a mistake, because the husband can't do anything about it, he can't abolish these vows. Kenasastam, let's say a fellow married a woman, never said anything, never spoke anything out by the Kedusha. Vinim Tzolah Nadarm, and after they got married, he finds out that there's nedarim, there are vows, and that those vows are vows that impact him. Halacha is, teitze, she needs a get, shalei b'ksuba, but he doesn't have to pay the ksuba money that ordinarily he would pay when he gives her when he divorces her. Because pertaining to the money, hamotzei mechaveiro v'raya, she has to prove that it was done, she has to prove that if it was not an issue, it's not a problem. Continues the Mishnah similarly, Hamakadish Amanas Shainbamum. I'm sorry, if someone betroths her on the condition that she doesn't have any physical blemishes, Vinim Subamum, and we find that there is. Ainamakudeshus. It's not Kedushin because he spoke out specifically. Kanasa Stam, let's say he married her and didn't make any conditions, Vinim Subamum, and then we find out that she has movement, she has certain feminine blemishes. And the husband says, oh, I never intended to marry her in the first place had I known about these blemishes. Teisei, she needs to get a divorce, but Shalei B'Ksuba doesn't have to pay for the Ksuba, doesn't have to pay for the value that's usually pre-specified in the Ksuba document. Concludes the Mishnah, Kol ha-mumen ha-poistim b'koyhanim. Any mum, any physical blemish that would invalidate a kohen, a priest, from doing avoda, from doing service in the Beis HaMikdash, poistim b'anashim, that disqualifies by a woman, that if we found out the woman has this particular blemish, and the husband married her without specifying anything, while she needs a get, he does not have to pay her the Ksuba money. Wishing you an awesome, amazing day, and a wonderful rest of your week.